If you're getting together for a meal with business associates or clients over the holidays, whether it's to relax, network, or to close the deal, don't forget your table manners. Lynn Grote Brile has written a snappy little pocket guide called Share a Meal, Close a Deal. She's the president and founder of The Professional Edge, a Pennsylvania-based company that develops people skills for professionals. She comes bearing messages of personal polish and politeness and says it all begins with punctuality.
It is, and that means maybe waiting for your guests to arrive in the waiting area of the restaurant before you go to your table. It means getting there a little earlier so that you can request a table that's kind of off to the side if you're going to be discussing business and maybe not next to the kitchen where people are going in and out. It also means if you do want to go to the table before your guests that you're not sitting there, you know, munching on the breadsticks and drinking your iced tea before they get there. So that's part of arriving early and being accommodating and making a good first impression.
Certainly in your book, there are plenty of examples of good table manners. You get down to even the nitty gritty, like don't overload your fork and shove huge amounts of food in your mouth at one time. Don't gulp your drinks. It looks gluttonous. Don't blow your hot soup or a drink to cool it down. Stir it quietly or wait until it reaches a comfortable temperature. So you do have plenty of details, but I wanted to get to some other ones like shaking hands. Now, how do you handle that you have a cold beverage? It might be like beading from the condensation and your hands all sort of sweaty and cold, and then you have to shake hands.
One of the things I say to people if it's a stand-up venue and you're having drinks is keep your drink in your left hand so that your right hand is free to shake hands with people. But then people ask me, which hand should I hold my food in? Because I have two hands, so one hand holds the drink and one hand holds the food, right? And I say, no, you want to make your choice as you are working the room, quote unquote. You decide either you're going to carry a beverage around with you or a plate of hors d'oeuvres. Choose which one you want to have in your left hand as you work the room. And then here's the good news. You can always go to the hors d'oeuvre table if you've been holding a drink, spend a couple minutes there and enjoy the food before you go back in and mingle.
That makes sense. Now, to drink alcohol or not to drink alcohol?
Perfectly fine in a business situation. But what I tell people is you need to be aware of what their protocol may be on alcohol consumption. Professionals tell me that you order a second drink and people usually are okay with that. Ordering a third, the eyebrows start to raise, no matter what your tolerance level may be. Oh, and by the way, beer, you really want to pour it into a glass rather than walk around with a beer bottle in your hand.
How come?
It's about first impressions. Walking around with a beer bottle in your hand is okay for, you know, the client outing at a ball game or a picnic. But when you're in a nice venue with everything else being served in glassware, stick to that. Request a glass.
iPhone or no iPhone, on or off?
You know, my thought on technology and gadgetry is really, it sometimes pertains to your company and your industry. I mean, if you're at lunch and everyone is on their phones because they need to be communicating back at the office, well, then that's the protocol. But if you don't know people who you are with, then always, always opt for the most conservative and safe thing to do, which is turn that phone off and get it out of the way.
You have a lot of suggestions about easy foods, foods that make sense to eat in a group atmosphere, that you're not going to make a big mess with, that you can enjoy while you're conversing, right?
Absolutely. You don't want to have the focus on the food because you're trying to navigate your way through linguine with clam sauce. I mean, you want to have something that allows you to take smaller bites and be able to converse. The focus is not food, it's people and it's business. And order something that's easy to consume that won't make a fool out of you as you're trying to consume it.
As much as our moms and dads probably tried to ingrain that we shouldn't talk with our mouths full, do people do that?
Oh, they absolutely do. People do it because they think their impending comet is so brilliant that they can't wait to swallow their food. But they do it all the time. And when I ask audiences who I speak to on this topic, what are some of the biggest things you see people do, the biggest mistakes in a business dining situation? And I hear the same things you heard as a child, I'm sure. Elbows on the table, slouching, and speaking with your mouth full of food.
What if you have to leave in a hurry, you know, maybe unexpectedly?
You know, people do perceive it as rude if you excuse yourself suddenly from a table. in a business situation or a more formal dining situation. So however you can handle that and upfront disclaim that is a good idea.
Do people generally remember to say thank you to one another?
Well, they don't. The please and the thank you are missing today from emails. They're missing from text messages. And think about it. How much time does it take to type a please or tap a thank you? I do hear that among business professionals, that the please and the thank you are not as prevalent. And they miss it.
Good dining etiquette is subjective, isn't it?
It is. Whether you are in business or whether you want to brush up on your manners because you're attending your cousin's wedding reception in the summer, the rules of business dining and good table manners will take you in a lot of different places.
That's Lynn Brile, author of the pocket guide Share a Meal, Close a Deal. She says one measure of a successful business dining experience is that you get that follow-up call, text, or email.